Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Time to bring in our other national correspondent, Michael Bauer. You can follow him on Twitter, at The Bauer Show. Michael, the president is trying to convince us that there's not that much. I mean, that things are getting better, at least, in the supply chain problem, huh?
Yeah, that, and he was expected to address the nation yesterday about exactly that. He was having a meeting with CEOs from a number of companies like Best Buy, Food Lion, Etsy, Walmart, Mattel, Samsung, much more, and was expected to sit down, talk about the supply chain issues, talk about what those companies needed, hear from what those CEOs were looking for, and if the federal government can help and how, and then come back and address the nation. But about 15 minutes before the time set that he was supposed to be addressing the nation, they postponed it, said that he would be rescheduling that conversation and that address for the United States on Wednesday. Now, there's a lot of different reasons. According to the White House, they say he wanted to spend more time with these CEOs. He wanted to hear more of what it was that they were looking for. My guess is by the time he was finished addressing COVID remarks, he wanted to put as much distance between the words COVID and supply chain as he could. So he gave himself an entire day here to do that. And then secondarily, my guess is they were looking and waiting on Cyber Monday numbers to come in and whether or not that bolstered their optimism that things are getting back on track. Well, largely what we saw at the meeting was that Biden was trying to express that there was more hope, that Americans have more hope, to these CEOs, saying that fewer Americans were worried about putting food on the table, that more of them were employed, and that consumer spending has recovered to where it was headed before the pandemic. And then apparently he sat and listened to these CEOs and wanted to find out how the federal government could help with supply chain issues. So I don't know. I'm sure we'll get overall messaging from him coming up tomorrow when he has this address on some level. But we do know that more shoppers have flocked to stores on Black Friday than compared to last year. So that's a good starting point. And they're trying to highlight that, look, we had some flat online shopping for Black Friday, but that was largely because people had been concerned about the supply chain and ordered earlier on. People like me who, by the way, Jimmy, there's at least three presents that I've gotten for my kids. I don't know where I hid them in the house. I've got to try to figure that out between now and Christmas. I should have drawn myself like a treasure list. But to try to figure out what it was that people wanted to get when they could get it, that's what caused online buying early on here this year and may have actually cut into Cyber Monday sales as well. So they're going to try to make the pitch that things are going well. People are buying. They just didn't spend as much on Cyber Monday because they had ordered earlier on, and the same kind of effect for what you saw on Black Friday, and that people concerned about what they were able to get online were showing up at the stores, literally to the brick and mortar stores, 48% over where we were in 2020.
Well, but there's one more option. Of what could have happened and why he canceled that news conference. The CEOs looked at him and said, Mr. President, we're screwed.
Yeah.
That's the other option, right?
Sure.
Yeah, because Black Friday sales weren't flat. They were down. And we expect them to be down because as years go by, more and more people are going to turn to the Internet. It's easier. You don't have to. I mean, with gas prices where they are and all that kind of stuff, you don't want to have to fill your tank to go. And people have to, you know, do I have to wear a mask? What are the different problems in each individual state and community? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why he decided to punt when it came to talking about these problems. And I don't know. I'm voting for Mr. President, we're screwed as the reason, but that's just me.
Yeah, and that could very well be the case.
Yeah,
it could be. Let's separate the I'm screwed statement, give a 24-hour time frame, and then come back with how we're going to try to spin this messaging going forward.
Right.
That could very well be the case.
Yeah, it sure could. And by the way, I'm waiting for two presents that are not available yet. Available. So there we go. Hey, thanks very much, Michael. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Stay safe, Jimmy.
Bye.